Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
7 out of 10 Alaska adults are overweight or obese, and large percentages of adults in the state have chronic conditions like high blood pressure and high cholesterol that are linked to the leading causes of death, according to a new report released by the State Department of Health. The 2024 Alaska Chronic Disease Facts Summary, published by the department's Division of Public Health, also showed that 33% of Alaska high school students were overweight or obese. Large percentages of adults and teenagers are sedentary, according to the report. Among adults, 22% engaged in no regular physical activity, and among high school students, 82% failed to have the recommended 60 minutes of daily physical activity, the report said. The report is based mostly on statistics from 2022, a year in which COVID-19 was the fourth leading cause of death after cancer, heart disease, and unintentional injuries. The annual chronic disease report does not show trends, though trends are monitored by the department in other reporting projects. Along with obesity, common chronic conditions in Alaska listed in the report include high blood pressure, high cholesterol, arthritis, and asthma. Diseases that last for long periods include heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, and liver disease. In all, 7 of the top 10 causes of death in Alaska are linked to chronic conditions. While cancer is Alaska's leading cause of death, large percentages of Alaskans have missed the recommended screenings to detect the disease and treat it early. Among women 40 and older, 40% had failed to get a mammogram in the prior 2 years. Among adults age 50 to 75, 44% had failed to get recommended colorectal cancer screenings. A survey is now available at yourbetterkpb.com for residents of the Kenai Peninsula Borough. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki initiated the survey to collect valuable information from constituents regarding their experience with borough services. The results will guide the mayor in improving residents' experiences with borough services. A sizable portion of the survey asks residents about their experience with road service provided by the borough.
This is our second annual survey. We'd really like borough residents to get online, go to yourbetterkpb.com. Tell us what you think. Tell us what we can do better. Tell us what we're doing well. We had an extensive response last year where we took that data and we improved our road contracts. We were very responsive to what we heard our residents saying. So this is your borough. Participate, let us know what you think. Good things or bad things, we can take it. But we really do use that data to make this a better place to live, work, and play. And, you can win a $50 gift card on me. It's not on the borough, it's on the mayor. And we just want to give some incentive for folks to get online and complete the surveys.
The survey is available online at yourbetterkpb.com and only takes a few minutes. It is available until May 7th. And as an incentive, Mayor Michicki has personally donated gift cards, giving those who take the survey a chance to win $50 in a weekly drawing. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced on Wednesday that the Port of Seward and the Don Young Port of Alaska were selected to receive over $47.6 million through the EPA's Clean Ports Program to support zero-emission port technology and infrastructure. The Don Young Port of Alaska was selected to receive just under $2 million to complete a baseline emissions inventory, assess clean energy alternatives, develop an energy transition plan, evaluate technology deployment scenarios, and conduct a safety analysis for hydrogen equipment and workforce planning. The Port of Seward was selected to receive $45.7 million to develop vessel shore power, a battery energy storage system, and electrical infrastructure upgrades. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.